It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the North County Dublin area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. They have a fabulous menu, fantastic food, great bar, great staff. In fact, the place always has a really good buzz in it. So do pop along to the White Sands Hotel. And they have carvery on a Sunday in the Oasis Bar and Grill. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Why are you afraid to read out my message? That's how this message started.
Now, just for...
For clarity, we're not afraid because we're actually reading it.
That's not what I was about to say. For background on this, this came in during a previous episode where we were talking about men leering on women in the gym.
Correct.
And this came in towards the end of that podcast, which you can listen to, by the way. That's also on Spotify. And people got completely thrown by it and were like, yes, we want to talk about this. So this is... something that was actually mentioned on a previous podcast.
Okay, and the episode that it was previously mentioned is I was falsely accused of perving on a woman in the gym. That's the name of the episode. Anyway, this message came in, so have a listen to this. I'm a member of such and such a gym. Okay, now we did get the name of the gym, but we've chosen not to advertise it because and the reason we haven't we've decided not to advertise it is because we have contacted this gym and they have declined to comment.
Okay? Well, they said they would prepare a statement, but as a time of going to broadcast, as in now when we record this podcast, there is no statement from them. I would say the reason there's no statement from them is they're terrified of what to say, because there's no right or wrong answer here. If the gym turns around and says, we ban trans people from our changing rooms.
Let me read the message first. You have to really jump on the gun there. Here is the message. I'm a member of blankety blank gym, and there's a he stroke she in our gym. It's a fella who thinks he's a girl now, taking the blockers, getting his dick chopped off. Getting his dick chopped off soon, and does be in the women's changing room. I'm literally reading this verbatim, and does be in the women's changing room. We all complained, but we were told there's nothing they can do because it's a trans woman. So now there's someone with a dick in our changing room. Loads of girls I know stopped going. Why not highlight this? Get the gym on. Now, says Ava or Eva.
Since that came in yesterday, we received several other messages from people who are also former members who have left, apparently, allegedly, because of this situation. Now, what I was about to say before Adrian read that out was that the gym are in a very difficult position here, because both sides of the trans debate can be as toxic as each other. So you have the side who, trans is made up, there's no such thing. Once a man, always a man. Mickey or no Mickey, always a man. It's a mental illness, blah, 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 blah. They're toxic. The ones on the other side who want businesses closed down, who they deem are not trans-friendly, are just as toxic. So you've toxicity on both sides. So the gym, no matter what they do, if the gym were to put up, and they are on Facebook, because we've seen the Facebook, if they were to put up a post today, that gym, saying, just to let you know, guys, any members who are of the trans community are banned from both changing rooms, there would be war, okay?
Yep.
Yeah,
would you agree? Absolutely.
There would be absolutely war. The LGBTQI community will be onto them about unfair treatment and all that. If, on the other hand, they were to say, trans people are always welcome in our gym. Mm-hmm. If you have a Mickey, you can change in the ladies' changing rooms. If you have a Mickey, change with the women. We don't care. The other side of the argument, the people who think trans are all mental in the head, they would go mad as well. So the gym cannot win. But we want to ask
you... And as
you,
we said, we did contact the gym. They did say they would send a statement, although they didn't say it very convincingly. And we have, as we're recording this, we have not received a statement. By the way, if we do receive a statement post-production, when we've finished recording this podcast, we will add it in. So...
And just before we get into this, even, let's try and have a debate about this, yeah? A debate about it. Respectful debate. Because so, some of the comments so far that have come in, about, you know, trans people being sicko weirdos and all that. And there you have Darren talking about it. Oh, who believes this? Who believes this shit? There's no such thing as trans. Here's the thing, and I will say this to all of you, and this was something that was back 10 years ago, I would have been probably more leaning towards anti-trans than trans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was having a conversation with my wife one day about going, I think it was about Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner will never be a woman or whatever the case may be. And my wife turned around to me and she said, you do not know what is around the corner.
Absolutely.
And we have three kids. Who knows that one of our kids would turn out trans? Who knows? And she's turned around and said to me, if one of your kids turned out trans, would you call them a freak of nature? By the way, I've never used that expression, but people use that expression for trans people. Freaks of nature, freaks of nature. Absolutely not. I said, I would support my child no matter what.
Okay, so
no
if one of your kids was to say, Dad, I'm not happy being a girl or a boy, whichever, and I'd like to transition into a new gender.
Not at 10 years of age, but when they're adults.
When they're adults. I'd like to apply for a gender recognition certificate, which, by the way, anybody can do.
Yeah. By the way, if you were to turn your back on your child after they came out as trans, you would not be a proper... That's not a proper parent. That is not... You're supposed to support your children. So all of you who turn around and say they're freaks of nature, my question to you would be is, if your child, and there's a very high percentage, lads, if your child turns around in the future and says, Dad, I think I was born in the wrong body, are you going to literally sit down and look them in the eye, your own flesh and blood, and say, you are a freak of nature? Because if you do, you will lose...
You're a disgusting parent.
But you're a disgusting parent, and you will lose your child
forever. So the question is, what should a gym do here? I'm aware of one particular individual who has a gender recognition certificate, was born a boy, and now identifies as a woman.
And how do you get those?
You just apply. You can fill out the form today.
So could I apply for it?
Yeah, you literally could.
So you don't need to even start transitioning?
It has to be signed by a solicitor, or witnessed by a solicitor, or a commissioner of votes, or whatever. But what you're committing to doing is, by filling out this cert, you are committing to live your life in the gender that you've chosen for the rest of your life. Okay. And that's how easy it is. It's very, very simple for anybody to apply for a gender recognition certificate. As long as you commit to live in the gender that you have decided. So if you're a man...
So that was like Barbie Kardashian.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And Barbie Kardashian, as a result of identifying as a woman, was in the women's prison when she was incarcerated.
Would I be right in saying Barbie Kardashian has a penis?
At this moment, yes, because Barbie Kardashian hasn't had full surgery, but does intend to, as you heard from interviews with
her. So if you are triggered by this, that there's a gym in Dublin, and it is in Dublin, if there is a gym in Dublin that has a trans woman, so that is someone identifying as a woman who still has a penis, from what we can gather, but is taking puberty blockers. If you are triggered by this, if you have an issue with it, can you please explain to us what your concerns would be. By the way, I'm not saying you shouldn't have concerns. I'm not saying that for a minute, but I want to hear from you. What are your concerns? If you're a woman, what are your concerns about having someone who is trans in the changing room of this gym? I just want to get a straight answer.
And we've another question, because this conversation is about a trans woman. So this is a man who is transitioning to being a woman, and still we understand, now I don't know how we'd actually know this, but we're told still has male genitalia. But the question is, would men feel as strongly in the opposite? And what I mean by that is, a trans man, so this is somebody who was born a woman, who now identifies as a man and is transitioning to being a man, would men have a problem with somebody with female genitalia?
No,
in the men's gym?
The fact of the matter is, in my changing rooms in the gym, you go into a little cubicle, so you're not running around shaking your Mickey in front of everybody. That's not the way it works. And, you know, by the way, we have changing rooms, or we have toilets in most places where both genders can go in. Anyway, unisex toilets. So, I want to hear from people. We're opening it up to you guys. We've said enough. Why are you triggered by the fact that this person in this gym is born male, still has the male appendage, mm-hmm. okay, is taking puberty blockers at the moment.
Is transitioning into being a woman, identifies as a woman, has a woman's name, has a gender recognition certificate. So to all intents and purposes, is a woman.
So we need to find...
We want to find out what the problem
Louise
is
Louise is saying the issue is it's not a woman. No, that's not concern. So we asked what your concern is, okay?
Okay, so this gym allows
concern?
This person who is a trans woman into the female dressing rooms.
What is the problem? What is your concern? If you are triggered by this, people are so angry about it, and we want to get to the bottom of it and find out what is your worry and your concern. That's all we want to know.
085-825-2626.
And Stephen saying we're pushing an agenda. I'm sorry, Adrian, I know you get upset when I use language. Fuck off, Stephen. Seriously,
there's no agenda here.
Seriously, fuck off. The only agenda we're getting paid to push an agenda. Fuck off.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. You absolute melter of a man. We're not getting paid any. If we were getting paid for an agenda, we wouldn't be asking every opinion to come on, okay? I haven't pushed any agenda. I'm simply asking a bloody question, you brain dead wet wipe. Sorry, Adrian.
You're welcome to be a caller if you want to and challenge us on this. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Envy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Envy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, you happened across our podcast because this is something that you are involved in on a daily basis. Tell me what you do and how you're involved in a daily basis.
Well, I don't know what people would like to call it, but I debate the topic of allowing males into female-only spaces. I stand for the protection of women's sex space rights.
Okay. So when it comes to this conversation today about a trans woman, so somebody who mm-hmm. is born a man but is transitioning to being a woman, identifies as a woman, has a female name, that person goes into the female dressing room in this particular gym. What's your opinion on that?
My opinion is that no male, irrespective of his identity claim, should be breaching upon the rights of the female sex.
Okay. And is this because this person has a penis? Or if the person had fully transitioned and had full surgery and no longer had male genitalia, would you still have a problem with this?
Yes, I would have a problem.
Okay. So somebody who is, to all intents and purposes, a woman in terms of transitioning from male to female, fully, totally and completely, living a life of a woman, you believe is not entitled to go into a woman's changing rooms.
Yeah, and I would actually rebuttal that no male can live their life as a woman without it referring to sexist stereotypes. I don't know what it means to live life as a woman.
I don't understand. You don't understand. You don't know what it's like to live life as a woman.
To live as a woman is to be an adult human female. No male can live as a woman without it referring to sexist stereotypes.
Okay, so let's get down to the brass tacks here. Say, for instance, Caitlyn Jenner. Now, Caitlyn Jenner, as far as I know, still has the male appendage.
I don't know the answer to that.
I know, I'm nearly sure, but for all intents and purposes...
For Envy here, it's irrelevant. It's absolutely irrevelevant.
Bruce Jenner can change his name.
No, but Envy, I have a question coming up here. So take Caitlyn Jenner as an example of someone who has transitioned and identifies as a female. What threat, because we're talking about a changing rooms in a gym here, what threat would Caitlyn Jenner pose hanging out with other women in the changing rooms of a gym? What threat would it be?
Well, it's the basis that it's a violation of our single sex spaces, right? Women have obtained the right to have certain spaces in society without the male sex impeding upon that. So it would impact our privacy, our dignity, and our safety. He may be the greatest man on earth, may not want to cause any harm, but we have to take into account that women have the right to be in a state of undress and vulnerability in certain spaces, or in all spaces, well, respectfully, everyone should have that, without the male gaze set upon us. So irrespective of what he's identifying as, the reality is he is not what he is claiming to be. So Bruce Jenner should not be allowed in the female-only space.
And do you feel the same in the opposite direction? So somebody who was born female, identifying now as a male, living the life of a male, having had their name changed and their passport changed and everything else, but going into a male dressing room, would you have the
same problem? Absolutely. Men and boys are entitled to their privacy and dignity and safety also. It should not be impeded upon.
Okay. So getting back to the Caitlyn Jenner thing, you don't think a trans woman like Caitlyn Jenner would pose any threat to women other than impeding on their privacy? That's the only issue you would have?
Yeah, they shouldn't be in there, irrespective whether they pose that threat or not. I can't speak for what these individuals are like on a day-to-day basis. But we do know that when we look throughout history and we look at data, we do see that the male sex predominantly commits the types of crimes when it comes to rape and SA and voyeurism and things like that. So I don't see what justification that we have to allow this demographic of male into female-only spaces.
Let me ask you then, how did this become your thing to talk about? How did you say you talk about this, you deal with this on a daily basis almost. In what form do you deal with that? Through a podcast or through social media or what?
I have a TikTok platform I've been running for around 3 years now. It started with me, to be honest, I wasn't even really too aware of the situation until, you know, I downloaded TikTok, I went on and then I just started seeing, you know, cis women, and I was like, what is that? And then it kind of just like evolved from there and I started hosting my own live. And I came across a lot of women that were, you know, silenced, threatened, being called bigots. I would not deem it bigotry for standing for the rights of women and girls, you know. I mean, we have human rights. This is why women have specific human rights that are set out in law for this
So let me ask
reason.
You then, is this your campaign? Is this your thing? Is this what you speak out about?
Yes.
And in terms of policies of gyms, for example, are you aware that some gyms might have a policy of allowing a trans woman into the female gyms and some may not, or is there any standard here?
Right. So if a gym is going to allow a male that verbally proclaims that he is a woman, then they need to make that abundantly clear and not call it a woman-only gym. So if they're under the guise and saying that this is a woman-only gym, and then they are
For the purposes of this conversation, I'm not even talking about woman-only gyms. I'm talking about dressing rooms, for example. And in most gyms, you would have male dressing rooms and female dressing rooms. Where do you stand on that?
The female dressing room should remain female.
And somebody who identifies as female, who to all intents and purposes is living the life of a woman, has transitioned from male to female, that person, in your opinion, is not welcome in the female dressing room?
Not at all. And I would again rebuttal the point. He is not living his life as a woman. He is living his life as a man who wants to be a woman.
And you believe this is all to do with privacy of women using that dressing room? This is nothing to do with bigotry or hatred towards the trans community?
No. What you just said. So it's okay. Got nothing to do with bigotry, because if that would be the case, then it would have to be bigotry towards the whole of the male sex.
Okay, so then let me ask you one more question, and that is this trans woman who may have fully transitioned, maybe have had a full sex change operation, is living as a woman. Do you think that woman should go into the men's changing rooms?
Well, if he's not comfortable going into the men's, he can find an alternative. And nobody fully transitions. That's a lie that's been sold. Sex reassignment surgery has 100% failure rate because you cannot change your sex. we are a gonochoric species. I've never heard that word before.
But
gonochoric species is that our sex is fixed for life. We are not hermaphrodites. We cannot change sex. So what's happened here, the manipulation of language is playing upon people's emotions to say, oh, he's had a sex reassignment surgery. No, he hasn't. He's not reassigned his sex. You cannot reassign your sex.
Okay. All right. Stay with me for... how did you get into this? How did you decide that you were going to be almost a campaigner about this?
I just saw the attack on women, and to state that, you know, when I saw this going on, I found it very important. I mean, out of respect to the suffragettes and the women that fought for our spaces.
That's fair enough.
Women, we need to do what we need to do to maintain that right and show our respect to our ancestors.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast, and this WhatsApp voice note is from Sam.
Hi guys, the big problem as I see it is that we can't view all trans people in the same light. You know, obviously there are different stages of a transition and there are different stages of the journey, and so some people will be more transitioned than others. I don't think people who are in early stages of transitioning should be allowed to use the changing room of their choice. I do think they need to be living and presenting as their new gender for a period of time before they can go into these places. But I mean, people that are saying, oh, we, you know, these trans women want to go in and have a perv, it's just, I really don't think it's happening as much. And this fear that's being spread, this fear-mongering around trans people, they're just people who want to live their life. You know, okay, there's a small percentage who may be using it to, you know, get ahead in competition in sports, or who are using it to abuse women. But I mean, realistically, I think the people that we're encountering on a daily basis, trans people that we encounter, are in it for the right reasons, you know, who are not happy living as their biological sex and, you know, want to present something that feels more real to them. And yeah, just assuming that every trans woman is in a changing room to perv on other women is just so wrong. I would even hazard a guess to say that the majority of those trans women would be interested in men anyway, so have no desire or interest to look at women or assault them. It's another one of these topics where the fear around such a small percentage of the population is crazy. It really is crazy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, boss?
You just heard Envy there very eloquently describing why she is so opposed to trans women or trans men using the dressing rooms. What do you want to say on this?
Oh, I don't think it all depends on if they're in the, as I said, if they're in the dressing room and they're like, you know, and she's waving her penis around in their faces, then yeah, of course, yeah, that shouldn't be allowed. I mean, you know, that's, you know, not right. But the same logic, you know, people who want trans women not to be allowed in women's faces, you know, because they're, you know, because they're quote unquote men only looking to perv. By that logic, you shouldn't allow gay women into women's trans dressing rooms or gay men into men's dressing rooms, because if they see somebody they find attractive,
I was about to say that. That's no different. A gay woman, and by the way, I'm not saying gay women should be banned from women's changing rooms, but a gay woman in a changing rooms with other women is literally fancying some of the women. She's sexually attracted to the women. To some of the women, yeah. But I don't think any woman would have a problem with a gay woman. And say Jess, our regular caller Jess, is going to come on in a minute, and she won't mind me talking about her. But she is a gay woman who is attracted to other women. So when she is in a gym changing rooms, no doubt there are women that she sees there. that she is attracted to. I think that's fair to say, isn't it? So what is the difference?
No, that's it's a very good question. And similarly, if you're in a male changing room and there's a gay bloke there, he could fancy you. He wouldn't fancy you. Nobody would. But it is, and that's a very reasonable argument, Robbie. However, listening to that lady, Envy, she believes this is all about privacy and that women in particular are entitled to privacy when they're using the dressing rooms. Men can't walk in, generally speaking, into female dressing rooms. And this lady believes that trans women who are born men are not entitled either.
Okay, well, then I asked on Facebook earlier on, let's say if a trans woman had got top-end surgery, you know, breast enlargements, walked into the men's dressing room and took off her top, what would the men say? Would they, fair play to you, mate, for not going into the women's? Or would they beat them up? Or would they tell them to get out? If tell them to get out, well, then where do they go? Are you saying they're not allowed to use the fucking gym?
Well, that lady Envy said, if you're not happy with the situation, go somewhere else, more or less.
Basically.
But let me ask you then, would you, if you walked into the changing rooms in a gym and there is somebody who looks like a woman, okay, so to all intents and purposes is a woman, but actually it's a trans woman, it's a man that was born male but transitioning to female and is in the male dressing rooms because he or she is not allowed into the other dressing rooms. What would you think of that?
I'd be slightly shocked, but I wouldn't care. I'm in there changing, so I can get ready to use the gym. What people look like or what they're wearing, I couldn't give a flying fuck. It's none of my business.
Okay.
As long as they're not harassing me or bothering me in any way, shape or form.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, Anya. What did you want to say?
Basically, I wanted to say that, well, for a start, this gentleman here that's before me, he doesn't think of it the way that women do, because men didn't have to think about it the way that women do. Men have always had spaces in society so they can be out in society, but women didn't. Women had to fight for these, and now we're having to fight for them all over again. We do care if there's a male in our space, and we don't know if he has a piece of paper to say that he's quote unquote a woman. We're not allowed to ask, and to be quite honest, a piece of paper doesn't make us any more comfortable with the presence of a male in places where we're in states of undress or vulnerable.
Okay, so if somebody is a trans woman and that person has had gender reassignment surgery, has completed gender recognition and is formally identified by the state as female on their passport with their PPS number and everything else, and that individual wants to use the female changing rooms, tell me why that person should not be allowed to use the female changing rooms.
Right. First of all, about the passport, etc. Like, I kind of touched on that already. An F stamp on a passport is not going to make women any more comfortable or less comfortable. And then there's a piece of legislation called the Rome Statute, which, now I don't know the whole ins and outs about the Rome Statute, but I do know that in part of the Rome Statute that it is illegal across all countries that have ratified with it to offer additional provisions and services to people who have castrated themselves. So although this man might have castrated himself, we actually will be in direct convention of that piece of legislation to afford extra services because he's done that. So I think that it also touches on sex discrimination. It's like, why would I let this man in and not let you in, Adrian or Jeremy? So like, you know, that is sex discrimination fundamentally.
Okay, but this particular person has applied for and gotten a gender recognition certificate. And by the way, when you're filling out a gender recognition certificate, you are vowing to live the rest of your life, and it actually uses the words rest of your life, in the gender that you... So if you're male and you're transitioning to female, you're signing that you will live the rest of your life as that gender. That's what a gender recognition certificate does.
Yeah.
And then in Irish law, you are formally recognised as whether it's female or male, and that applies to your entire life. Now, you still believe that that person who's gone to those lengths to live a life of, and we, for this example, we'll say a woman, a man who's transitioned to female and wants to live the rest of their life as a woman, you're saying that's fine, you knock yourself out, but you can't come to places that are just for women.
Yeah, exactly that. They can alleviate their, I know that people probably roll their eyes, but it is a mental illness to think that you're the opposite sex when you're not. Whatever they want to do, is, I don't think that we should be transitioning people because there's so many things that go wrong with it. But if they want to do that, that's on them. But it does not mean they have a free ticket to start imposing on my rights and the rights of my daughter and all the other women.
So let me ask you then, what is your main concern? What would your main concern be of somebody who has transitioned from male to female being in a dressing room that's for women? What's your worry? What's your concern?
Look, there's a lot of things. So obviously, the previous guest, Envy, touched on the privacy, dignity and safety. Like, we've had global issues of voyeurism, harassment, intimidation, rape, assault. For example, in the UK, there's just about shy of 300 trans women, as you would call them, in prison. And nearly 60% of these men who are in the prison are in there for sexual crimes against women and girls, which is five times as many as than men who don't have a gender identity issue.
Okay, so let me ask you then the other issue which was raised just a while ago, and that is how would you feel about, or how do you feel about a gay woman being in dressing rooms with you, or a gay man being in male dressing rooms, where there could be that sexual attraction as well?
Well, I think that the spaces they're not segregated by, like, you know, sexual attraction or your sexual orientation. They're separated by sex as you know, a fundamental. So, yeah, lesbian women have a right to use a woman's bathroom, and gay men have the right to use a men's. Because at the end of the day, if we said, like, okay, gay men are allowed into the women's and lesbian women are allowed into the men's because of their sexual attraction, all we're going to see is a new cohort of men saying that they're now gay to get into women's bathrooms, because that would be the fresh loophole. This currently is the loophole, identifying as a woman. But if we change this a little, that was the way. Oh, every other man who wants to predate on women would just say he was gay. How can we prove it otherwise?
Robbie, you're listening to what Anya is saying, totally against trans women using women's changing rooms. And regardless of the gay argument, just no.
All right. Well, let's say if somebody has decided to transition or they're living their life as a woman, and they just want to go in and use the gym. They just want, you know, they couldn't give a flying feck who's in there. They're not looking to, you know, leer at anyone, not looking to sexually assault anybody. They just want to go in, use the gym. Are you saying, are you trying to imply that because they have transitioned and they've gone through the counselling and this is what, you know, who they feel they really are, that they should be just put onto an island somewhere? They're not allowed to use a gym. They have to have separate buildings. They have to literally, they're essentially, you're demigrating to be essentially a third race.
And the good point that you made, Robbie, there's always a presumption there among, I'm not talking about you, Anya, but among a lot of people, there's a presumption there that every single person who transitions, yeah, wants to do it because they want to be able to sexually assault women.
No, not at all.
And that couldn't be further because it's to put it this way, that's a long measure to go to just to sexually assault someone, to go through gender reassignment.
But as I also pointed out, if they're not waving their privates around, like, you know, if they're you know, getting changed in a cubicle or you know, with a towel wrapped around them, you know, if they're not running around the place doing a helicopter.
Yeah, but Robbie, why do we have women's spaces in the first place? Could you tell me why we have them?
No, we're not talking about why we have women's spaces. We're talking about, like, you know, people who have transitioned. You know, they feel that they're in the wrong gender. They've gone for the counselling. They've gotten hormone treatments. Someone who have gotten surgery, either top and or bottom. Are you saying because they've gone through all that? Sorry, let me finish. Because they've done all this, this is who they want to be. You're saying that they're not allowed. They're not allowed women's spaces. But now they wouldn't be allowed. They wouldn't be allowed into the men's spaces either anymore, because, you know, they have a female appearance.
Why wouldn't they be allowed into men? They are male.
An awful lot of men wouldn't be happy about it, and they would probably beat them up.
No, they wouldn't. There's absolutely no case.
Yes, they fucking would. Don't be silly. Of course they would. Of course they would.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's real nice. Yeah, that's real nice, Robbie. Right, okay. Right. Do gay men use the men's toilets? Yeah? Gay men use the men's toilets, don't they? Yeah. Effeminate gay men use the men's toilets with no issue.
Yes. No, yeah. No issue. Gay, effeminate gay men have often been assaulted in toilets, you know, because they might have a cheeky little look.
Right, okay. So well, let's just say that's the case. Should we let them into the women's toilets as well?
No.
Why? What's the difference?
The major difference. They're not actually identified as female. They're identified as male.
Okay, so they just have to say that they're women and then they can go in. That sounds like a really, really solid, you know, safeguarding that you have there.
I'm not saying no one because it does fucking happen because there are some weirdos out there. Generally speaking, an actual real trans woman isn't just, you know, hasn't just, you know, put on a dress and said, I'm a woman. That's just not how it works.
It is how it works these days because anybody can get a gender recognition certificate.
All right, do me a favour.
I don't know the process of getting one in.
Okay, do me a favour, both of you. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this. We'd love to get your opinions on this whole
conversation. Can I address a message there that's just been shown from Roseanne. Again, we don't have a voice. We fought hard for a voice and two men on the podcast still not listening to us. Sorry, Roseanne, I don't know if you missed the part where we said you can ring in about this. We are not controlling this podcast. It's literally... I don't know if you've noticed in the last 50 minutes.
We take calls on this.
Yeah, we actually take calls on this.
And so, in fact, if anything, Roseanne, the majority, we've had three callers on so far, and two are completely against trans women using women's
changing
rooms.
But why is she saying we're trying to take away your voice?
We're not. We're offering your voice.
Yeah, that's the way it works, hon. Sorry, that was a bit condescending.
It was a lot condescending.
Very condescending.
Calvin has been in touch with us.
How's it going, lads? Great topic as always. I have to say, I totally don't agree with someone transitioning to be a man or a female, that now they think that they've got the God-given right to go into the toilets or change rooms of the gender that they're trying to transition to. Like, at the end of the day, each to their own. But when you strip it all back, you will always be a man or a woman from the time you were born. No matter what you're trying to fabricate yourself out to be in terms of plastic surgery, operations, how you look, whatever the fuck, you're just literally going to be that sex that you were always born into. And it's just now pushing it on other people around you to accept it. Like, it's getting way too out of hand. You've got men going into gynecologists demanding to be analysed and get a screening, and there's nothing that the gynecologist can do, and that's just then taking up a space that an actual woman needs. And you might not think it's happening, but it actually is. And if the doctors don't go ahead with it, they're transphobic and it's against their rights, and there's boycotting, all this crap that's going on. Look, as I said, each their own. Do whatever you want. Dress up as a female, dress up as a man if that makes you feel better. But you gotta accept that no matter what, if you're gonna be a trans person, you're gonna have to stay in the gender that you're actually in. So you wanna become a woman even though you're a man, then you gotta stay in the men's changing rooms. Same with prisons. Like, it doesn't make any sense, lads going into a women's prison. That's just putting women in danger. And I'm not saying that a trans woman going into the women's changing rooms is putting them in danger, but it's just making them feel uncomfortable. And I guarantee you, if the gym owner came out and asked everybody in the gym, oh, would you be okay with this, you know, if we're going to start allowing trans people to go into the Jax's, I can guarantee you 95% of them would say fuck off, and the other 5% would probably just say yeah to be polite, but realistically they wouldn't be comfortable at all about it.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
I'm alright.
Well, Jessica, what do you want to say on this? Do you have an issue with a trans woman being in a female changing room?
Oh, get to that in a minute. The first issue I want is I want to pull you up, Jeremy. Don't ever assume that I'm okay with you talking about me unless I'm there to defend myself. Don't just assume that I'm all right with you talking about my sexuality when I'm not there to defend it, okay? That's all I ask.
Okay.
Is that too much hard to ask from you?
No.
Grant, thanks. Second of all, gay and trans, not the same thing. We don't even want to be in the same boat as these people. So stop conflating the two, saying, oh, well, it's the same if a gay woman or a gay man is in the changing rooms. It's not. It's far from it.
Okay, so tell me what your issue is then with a trans woman being in female dressing rooms.
It's not a woman.
Okay.
It's a man.
This person is...
It's a man in sheep's clothing.
This person is recognised by the state...
By the state, not by me.
...as being a woman. This individual could have fully...
could have fully transitioned... as a unicorn, for all I care. I don't have to accept it.
Okay, what's the threat? What's the fear? What's the worry?
It's, like I said, it's not a woman. It doesn't belong in a woman's only space.
And that's it.
Give them their own room and all the Decepticons can change in front of each other. Give them their own room.
Okay, so when you look at Caitlyn Jenner, what do you see? And I hate to use Caitlyn Jenner, but it's the most famous trans person. When you look at Caitlyn Jenner, what do you see? Do you see a bloke in a dress?
I see Bruce Jenner. I see a man.
Really? Okay. No, I have
but
to.
You know my stance on this. Why do you all sound surprised?
No, I have to be honest.
You know how I feel about this.
No, I have to be honest with you. I did for years as well. It took me a while to get used to it. But I haven't seen the last couple of documentaries about Caitlyn. Caitlyn behaves like a woman.
Even Caitlyn or Bruce, whatever you want to call her, even Mabel Clinton says this is too far.
You just called her as well, so you obviously consider it female as well.
Yeah, well, if I don't, all the people like Anthony and all the lefties will come after me being like, oh, you're not agreeing with them, but just fuck off. I don't have to.
No, but the one
Bruce came out and he said it's gone too far.
But the one thing Adrian asked, or we both asked at the start, is what is the threat, the fear. So say for instance you're...
I don't know, that's the thing, I don't know what the threat is, because it's a man in a woman's space.
Okay, now here's
you
the
can,
issue
like
here's...
I said, you can pump as many hormones in as you want, have as many surgeries, and some don't even do that. Some don't even have surgeries and hormones. So how the fuck are you trans if you don't take the hormones and surgeries? You don't belong in a women's space. Nor if you're changing into a man, you don't deserve to be in a man's space. Get in their own room and they can all change in front of each other. Problem solved.
Okay, so here's the issue I have is the hypocrisy, and I'm not calling you out, I'm just saying there are people who are guilty of it. On the previous podcast, we were talking about a woman going to the gym being leered at by men. Do you remember that podcast? I don't know if you were on.
I gave it my voice.
Okay, fair enough.
I said she should get over herself.
And everybody was telling this woman who felt threatened in a gym
to get over herself,
over yourself, you fucking drama queen.
I said the exact same thing, I called her a moron. Yes, I did.
You attention seeking bitch was another person. You didn't say that. But everybody was telling this girl who felt threatened, and that's the word, she felt threatened by men leering at her to get over herself. What? So we are either trying to promote keeping women safe in gyms or not. So how is it different? Yesterday, that woman was ridiculed and scolded, and all she wanted to do was have a safe space. But what's the difference?
Because she had her paranoia thinking every man is looking at her or thinking that every man wants to get her. She was a man basher. That's the difference.
But I could argue with you, Jess, that you believe that every trans woman has ill intent as well. And that is not the case.
I never said that. I just said I don't know what they could do. We all have a fear of the unknown. I don't know what could happen, but all I can say to you is they don't belong in a women's only space or a men's only space.
Now, the point
like I said, give them their own room, problem solved.
Okay, now the point that was made a couple of minutes ago by Robbie, and you pulled me up over it as well, over mentioning it, is gay people.
You were trying to say that's all the same. Do you think when I'm in a change room in the gym that I'm suddenly horny as fuck and want to get with every woman there? No,
obviously nobody wants to get with everybody.
But that's what you said.
No, I didn't.
That's what you were portraying anyway.
Listen back, I didn't say that. What I said was when people...
Yeah, well, you were alluding to it. I know what you were trying to do.
Alluding, schmooting. If I was in a changing room with a load of women tomorrow in the gym, Jess, yeah, and they're walking around in their swimsuits and all that, obviously, I'm a red-blooded male. The people in front of me, I'm attracted to some of them. So I'm going to be attracted to them. Am I a danger to them? And that's the point I was trying to make. You are a gay woman. You're obviously attracted. You're not attracted to men as well.
I'm not saying you're attracted. I'm a danger. No, you're suggesting
that these people are a danger, not me. I never said
no,
danger.
No, but you're trying to say since I'm a gay woman and I'm in a space with only women that I suddenly...
No, the point I made...
Like, are you trying to say that I'm a danger? No. That's what you're trying to say.
Okay, no, you're not actually hearing me, because what people are saying here...
What people
are saying here is that a trans woman, yes, in the changing rooms with other women, yeah? So a trans woman who you don't recognise, and that's your right to, you say, yeah, it's a bloke in a dress, okay? But a trans woman has been branded on this conversation as a danger to women, obviously because people feel that a trans woman would fancy these women because it's still a man. As you said, Jess, a wolf in a sheep's clothing, whatever your expression. Now, I said, what is the difference between that and a gay woman like yourself being in a changing room where you're also attracted to some of the women that are walking around?
First of all, I have the biological right to be there.
You do?
I don't try to fight my biological sex because that's what I am. Whereas these people, they're trying to play fantasy. It's make-believe on crack. You can't deny your biological sex. A piece of paper doesn't trump that.
And that's where it ends with you. There's no further conversation after that. So,
like I said, give them their own change room. That's going to solve all the problems. And if it's not feasible, then tough shit. You're just going to have to change your home then, aren't you? Boo-hoo. Cry about it. Tissue for your issue.
Stay with me for a second, Jess. Our number is 085 825 2626. Mo has been in touch.
To be honest, in the larger scheme of things, this is not what people should be concerned about. First, there's bigger issues we've been talking about. Second of all, imagine if all men were rapists. We would all be raped right now, all women. But just those, when those happens, it just creates some fear and then we can get over that. Second thing, gender neutral bathrooms. We've spoken about this before. There's so many gender neutral bathrooms everywhere I go. And then there's no question about that. So with the schools and stuff, just have gender neutral bathrooms with stalls. So whatever you are, male, female, whatever you identify as, it's not an issue for you. Third thing is changing rooms. That's a bit more tricky, but it's like, for example, I don't use the changing rooms at my gym because I'm not comfortable. So go home. You don't need to get naked there if you don't want to. But what's the fear? Are you thinking you get naked and then some trans woman is going to jump you? Or what is it? I don't get it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Michael, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell me, please, your story, Michael.
Yeah, so I'm actually a detransitioner. So I'm someone who lived for 7 years under the name Caitlin. And as you would say, identified as a trans woman. I'm now detransitioning. I've stopped the medicalization of myself and I'm back to living as Michael. With a GRC, I will point out I am someone who has a gender recognition certificate of female that is a male.
Okay, so one of the things that I noticed, you know, you're in the UK from what I can see.
Yes.
And for, I know on the Irish gender recognition certificate, you are committing to living the rest of your life, and it actually uses those words, as the gender that you wish to be assigned. So in other words, if you're, as you did, you transitioned to a woman, you identified as a woman, and you, did you have to commit to live the rest of your life as a woman?
Yes. So the process in which you receive a gender recognition certificate in the UK is similar to Ireland. So you have to commit. It is a legally binding document. It does say that on it. But it, the way in which you get it is you just provide them letters. So it's like letters that you've changed your name, letter from the local housing that, you know, your tenancy agreement is under this chosen name. There is no formal interview process. It's a panel of three people that you meet. You don't even meet them. It's a panel of three people. You send this evidence away, so to speak. They look at it and they decide if you actually meet the criteria or not. So anyone can do this. You yourself can do it without changing anything about you.
Okay, and that's very similar to the form that you have to fill in here in Ireland. Okay, so 7 years ago, you identified as female, you filled out the forms, you were Caitlin. I assume you were going through hormone therapy and everything else as well, were you?
Yeah, so I never identified as female. Can identify within the category of either female or male, you just are. The terminology that I used was trans woman. to me at that point, the word woman was what I was identifying into, not female. I always knew that I would remain male, but I was choosing to live my life within stereotypes that I thought would make me a woman.
Okay.
I was medicalized, yes.
Okay, you were medicalized as well. And obviously that helps to undeepen your voice and all of that sort of thing. So at what point then did you say, I've made a mistake here?
June this year. I always had doubts throughout the transition. I spoke to the gender clinics that I was with. I told them about these doubts and they told me that these doubts was normal. I was about to go ahead and get a penile inversion surgery. And I decided at that point that the doubts were too strong and I wasn't moving forward any further. And I decided that I was going to stop medicalizing myself before doing castration, because obviously you can't stick it back on when it's gone.
No, once it's done, it's done. There is no going back. Okay, so you stopped the whole process. You've stopped taking medication. And I assume you're now trying to reverse what you did.
Yes.
Is that difficult?
Sorry. 100% difficult. So you don't get any, there's no medical support or social support for detransitioners within the world, not just within the UK or Ireland, but in America, Canada, Australia is the exact same. There's no pathways to detransition, it's what it's called. So you're kind of, you're on a boat without a paddle and you have to navigate it yourself. When I took the gender clinic, I was signed off at the gender clinic immediately. I wasn't given any assistance, any mental health support. You know, I had to ask them to give me testosterone, because obviously I've blocked testosterone out my system for 5 years. So yeah, it's very difficult to detransition. It's more difficult to detransition than it is to actually transition.
Now let me ask you a question in relation to the topic we're talking about at the moment. When you were transitioning to Caitlin, from Michael to Caitlin, and I don't know how far exactly you went, but would you have seen yourself as a threat hanging around the female changing rooms?
Hanging around isn't really the right expression.
No, but using the changing rooms in a swimming pool or a gym or wherever the case where it was all women.
So for the first 2 years of my medical transition, I did use the female spaces. This was because the way that it's designed is that you have to live to a certain standard. One of the standards is to integrate within two female spaces.
You still had male, like, I'm not sure if I missed
it. Yes. Still does today.
Yeah, still do. So, okay, so you were essentially a person transitioning to female. You had a penis still. You were going by the name Caitlin. Your birth name was Michael. And you were getting changed in a changing room with women.
Well, I would use the toilet facilities for changing. I wouldn't directly change in front of a female.
Were any of them aware, or would they have been aware?
Oh, absolutely. Sex estimation is at 99.9%, so you can normally always tell when a sex estimation comes.
Okay.
But I just want to reiterate, this was only for 2 years of my medical transition. For the last 3 years of my medical transition, I stopped using the female spaces and returned back to using the male space. I was never confronted, abused, shouted at, told to leave. Never once was I
in the
male space.
What is your opinion then on trans women? And obviously these are individuals who aren't reversing course as you did, are living a life as a woman, for example. What is your view on that person using female changing rooms, or vice versa?
It shouldn't be allowed in any sense. It should never be allowed that if it is a female-only space, that a male can go into that regardless of the gender ideology, the gender idea that they have, regardless of this self-identification process that's in place. It should never be allowed.
Okay, and that even applies to you 7 years ago.
Yes, I should have been asked to leave when I stepped foot over that boundary of the door. I should never have been allowed to be in that space. And I'm a gay man. I don't pose any sexual threat to a woman. However, we have to realise that biological makeup between a male and a female is completely different. If I was confronted by a female, I would be able to overpower that female. That's the whole purpose of sex segregated spaces. Okay, it's not just down to...
Is that not an underlying stereotypical viewed about men, as all men are a threat, where that's just not true.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that all men are a threat. What I am saying is that all men are stronger than women. In most cases, males have more strength, more dexterity, more hand grip, more ferocity than a woman would pose. So it might not be a sexual connotation where someone will pose the threat, but it's a physical connotation.
Just one or two final questions just on your situation, Michael. Do you regret the day that you ever decided you were going to transition?
Absolutely. And I hold the NHS fully responsible for this.
Why?
Because I had other comorbidities at the time. You know, I was suicidal. I did self-harm. I tried to overdose. I had alcohol and drug addictions. The NHS was fully aware of this before medicalizing me and didn't put any steps, any therapy in place. I had two appointments and was medicalized.
When you're back on the road to detransitioning, which is, I have to tell you, up until today is an expression I never heard of.
When you contacted us, we had to Google what detransitioning meant, because genuinely, and I don't think, I've never, ever, and thanks for coming on with us, Michael, because I've never, ever heard an interview with somebody. I know there's figures to back up the percentage of people who regret actually transitioning in the first place, and you're obviously one of those statistics. But it's fascinating to actually talk to someone who is in that situation, because I've never heard someone.
Nor have I. So, Michael, you're on the road back to being a man. Well, you're back to being Michael. How long is that process going to take you to get back to where you were 7 years ago?
No one can tell me. No one can tell me when my hormones will kind of regulate and go back to a testosterone-dominated body. I'm going to have corrective surgery, because when you take estrogen, it grows gynecomastia, which is the extra breast tissue on a male.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to go forward and have corrective surgery to get that breast tissue removed. None of these steps was explained, because I didn't know what a detransitioner was 7 years ago. I only learned about that myself this year and realised that the doubts were connected to the fact that I'm a detransitioner. I'm someone who shouldn't have been in this process. So no one can tell me. No one can tell me if I've made myself infertile, because these drugs will make you infertile. No one can give me these answers. The medical professionals who prescribe these don't know. They don't know anything.
And I have to say, we're just looking at the comments coming in, and if you see them, there's a huge amount of support coming in for your honesty, for a start, for speaking out. And the bizarre thing is, I'm looking and I'm delighted you're getting support, and I wish you happiness, because that's all we ever want in the show, is for people to be happy in the body which they're given. The bizarre thing I find about it is a lot of the people who are praising you, and they should do, who are saying fair play to you for honesty. If you were on 2 years ago, saying that you were a trans woman hanging around changing rooms, they'd be fit to kill you. So it's amazing how things change just like that.
100%.
People have just, and they're right to be praising your honesty and all that, but 2 years ago, those very same people would have despised you. So such is the amount of trans hate in the world.
Michael, I really appreciate you talking to us and being so open and honest with us. And like I said,
we need to do a full podcast just with you, Michael.
Yeah, for our listeners.
I'm happy to do that.
And for us, it's been a learning curve and an education. Thanks very much indeed.
Can I just correct one thing before I go?
You can,
of course.
Just when you spoke about regret rate, so regret rate does not equal detransition rate. Someone can regret the surgery that they've received and never detransition. We do not know what a detransitioner rate is, because we are not a medical code. We don't have anything to support how many people are detransitioning. Just on that instance, regret never equals detransition. You can regret a knee surgery, but still have a knee surgery.
All right, Michael, thanks very much indeed for talking to
us.
Thank you. All right. A lot more messages we have to bring before we wrap this podcast up. Rachel has a trans child.
My stepchild is a girl going to a boy. So do people think it's safer for her, or well, him now, but you know what I'm saying, for them to be in a male changing room? Like, is that safer? She still has the parts, or they still have the parts that are required for a man to get off. But is that going to be safer? Like, it's a stupid argument.
John.
Hey guys, great topic as usual. Look, here's the thing, and I agree with Envy and Anya on this one. Women's spaces have to be respected, you know, and their privacy has to be respected. sure, I can get it. I can download a form tomorrow and I can go into my solicitor, you know, at the end of the day. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it, you know. And what's to say? Look, here's the thing. You see Barbie Kardashian there? Crackerjack. Would you let her into the changing rooms or let her into, you know, a toilet where your daughter is? I wouldn't, you know. So we got to look at it at that angle too, you know. I'm sure there is people out there that transition and they don't, you know, they don't have any ill intentions, as I would call it. But at the end of the day, it is their space, you know, and it's their privacy that they're entitled to at the end of the day, you know. And we have to respect that. We have to respect that, you know. And there is a loophole, I think Anya said. You know, it's not fair on women's rights. It's not fair on women's privacies. So, yeah, you know, I'm with Anya here and Envy on this one. You know, transgender, they shouldn't be allowed in women's private spaces. It's for women and it's for women only. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Good luck.
All right, David has been in touch with us.
Hey, lads, great show there as always. I just have a pain in my arse. Can we not just go back to having males and females? Like, it's just ridiculous. I have this argument, I've had this argument a few times in Pennies, you know, where you go in to try on a t-shirt or something and you have to go to the any gender site. Like, what happens if I don't want to have to go to an any gender site? I'm not going to get into the women's. It's like men are trying to be eradicated now. You know what I mean? You can't be a man. You have to be in any gender. But I don't want to be in any gender. I want to be a man. Look, it's just absolutely wrecking my head. Look.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons and at lunchtime on a Saturday.
Now, can I also say, if you want to join our WhatsApp channel, you can send the words "add me" to 085-825-2626. Add me to 085-825-2626.
We'll catch you on the next one.